Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As I mentioned previously, the themes for the readings in this series have a common purpose. That purpose is to instruct both those seeking to be admitted to repentance, those adults who wanted to be baptized into the church, also for those of us who have already been admitted to repentance through baptism as infants. The first Sunday, the day before the Great Fast began, the theme was about submission to God by accepting Jesus as the Messiah, or the Christ whom he had sent. The second Sunday, the day starting the second week of the Great Fast, theme then was the understanding of holiness that God made us to discover. The third Sunday, the day opening the third week of the Great Fast, the theme announced in the Messbach is Zeal for Thy House Has Consumed Me. This refers to Jesus' entry into the temple of the Jews. When Jesus entered, he made a whip out of knotted cords, and he used it to drive those who had filled the court of the Gentiles with cattle for sale and money changers. His action showed what emotion? It showed anger. Those who saw him responded with a reaction. What was their reaction? Their reaction was fear. Because of their fear, they ran quickly out of the temple. They scattered. But then they reacted and came back indignantly, asking Jesus to show them a sign to indicate the authority by which he told them to get out. We should keep in mind that Jesus was showing his anger in order to indicate that what they were doing was wrong. They were misusing the temple. They were corrupting the temple, defiling it, making it a place where thieves were becoming prevalent. Then Jesus told them in his response, if you tear down this temple, I shall rebuild it in 3 days. By this, he was indicating the temple of his body. He was telling them that if they would take his body and destroy it, he would build it up again in 3 days. This was what he offered in place of a sign, the sign they expected he would work another miracle. He had already worked many miracles in Jerusalem, and people knew him to be a worker of miracles. Some believed on him because of the miracles he worked, and some were ready to make him king, but he would not commit himself to them because he knew their insincerity. Finally, this gospel reminds us that Jesus did not need anyone to tell him about humans. He knows us very thoroughly. Not only did he make us, but he came to be one of us, so that we might learn that he loves us, even though we are sinners, and therefore we are called to return to him and to purify our motives, to get out all of those things which drag us down and make us less than God made us to be. With this, we should remember that this part of the season of the fast is a time for us to purify our motives, a time for us to clean house, a time for us to get ready to prepare for the celebration of celebrations, to prepare for the celebration of Christ's resurrection from the dead at Fasica. God bless you all. Amen.